Daily Light, August the 17th, morning. Pray for one another that you may be healed. Abraham answered and said, Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And he said, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Pray for those who persecute you. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Pray for one another, that you may be healed. James 5:16 and Genesis 18:27 and 28. Luke 2:34, Matthew 5:44, John 17:9 and 20, Galatians 6:2, and James 5:16 and 17. Daily Light, August 17th, evening. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand for ever. The world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides for ever. Behold, now is the favourable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Those who deal with the world, as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting the meeting together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. Psalm 103:15 and 16. Psalm 90:12. Mark 8:36. Isaiah 40:7 and 8, 1 John 2:17, 2 Corinthians 6:2, 1 Corinthians 7:31, and Hebrews 10:24 and 25.